Welcome back to Sports Day. Nice to have your company. Sports update for BizCover, bizcover.com.au. Sidestep the usual hassles of business insurance with BizCover. And we are joined by Anthony Rock from the Freo Footy Club. Welcome, Rocky. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, we're going all right. Well, we're probably not that happy, to be honest, Rocky, over here in WA, because neither of our teams can win a game of footy.
Yeah, look, I suppose it's quite a unique situation for both teams. You know, we come across West Coast every day, so it's quite an interesting environment. But it's been really good up here, and obviously we both teams would like to get a win, but that's not to be. I feel our form's reasonable. If we take it back to round one, I know that's a long time ago, but you know, we sort of almost snatched that game. We started the game slowly and we wanted to rectify that, and we felt we did that against Port and just got smashed in the second quarter and evened it out in the last, you know, Q3, Q4. So, and on the weekend, you know, we played well enough to win, but we just didn't execute, you know, our basic skills.
What's going on with the midfield, Rocky? That's where you got slaughtered on the weekend, beaten in clearances 37-22 and also smashed in centre clearances in particular. Rory Lobb's gone in that position the last 2 weeks. I thought he could probably do it, but he may not be a ruckman. Does that mean you re-look and bring Sean Darcy back into the lineup potentially?
Yeah, I think he played in a practice match over the weekend, so he'll come under consideration. His work on the weekend wasn't too bad. The week before wasn't great, but there was some method inside Paul that wasn't up to scratch. And clearly the centre bounce is, you know, gives the opposition field position, so we want to really look to tidy that up this week.
It gets harder with Nathan Fyfe being out. The prognosis today, 1 to 2 weeks. I guess that's a small positive. But the other positive is more opportunity for some young midfielders. Sarong looked pretty good in there. And Connor Blakely and Blake Akers, two players that potentially should come in.
Yeah, you would think that Connor would come under serious consideration. He has over the last couple of weeks. You know, so hopefully we might be able to replace Nathan, but we'll have match committee in due course. And he played really well on the weekend, got his hands dirty in the practice match I was talking about. He was one of our better players in that game. So, yeah, I'm sure he'll come into consideration.
Hayden Young was impressive too. That is a big positive to show in only his third game that he can start to impact these games with his body use, his marking and also his kicking.
He's an impressive lad, isn't he? He's, I'm not sure whether I named the rising star yet, but I thought he was outstanding on the weekend. With, like you said, you know, his body work, his elite use and his vision. You can't teach that, Paul. He's just sort of got all the tricks and really knows how to play the game. So he's got a really exciting future ahead of him.
I was watching the game intently, and I thought that, you know, the lead-up work that Taberner and Hogan did was pretty good. They took 20 marks between them, but they were way too far from home. Was that just by design, how it was, Rocky? I mean, because ideally, mate, you want them taking those sorts of marks inside your attacking 50 and having a shot on goal.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's about sort of, you know, leading up and, you know, obviously we need them, you know, long down the line targets, and we sort of didn't get that in the last quarter because they were setting too deep. But, yeah, you'd like them sort of taking, you know, marks in that 50 to 70 range and then, you know, hopefully pushing back inside 50. But if you really look at the vision closely, you'll see Hoax was missed on numerous occasions by, you know, either our mids or our halfbacks coming through. On entry, so he's presenting well. We just got to lower our eyes and use that him as the option.
What about when it hits the deck, mate? This is where I want to see a bit more oomph too. I'm sure you do too as a coaching group, because you know, keeping it in that area once you get it there, it's difficult to get it in there enough. But it just seems to be coming out too early, if that's one criticism I can make, and probably a few of those other little blokes just need to get themselves into the game when they can't necessarily be in you know, a position to get the footy. They've just got to do some little things to try and involve themselves.
Yeah, it is, but it's pretty difficult off 31 entries. You know, they had limited opportunity. And once again, we just go back to the centre bounce. It's so critical, you know, now that it's 6-6-6, you've got to be so good in there, and as soon as you make a mistake, it goes the other way, and then once again the opposition get field position, and then it's really hard to get out of your back 50, and it's not, hasn't been a huge strength of ours, which is something that we're working on getting out at D50, but you know, we really didn't get enough entries on the weekend because we lost those critical clearances like you were talking about, Paul.
Rocky, you've been around the coaching caper for a long time. How is Justin Longmuir doing? It's never ideal to start your campaign 0-4. He's a young coach. How's he doing? And I guess it's probably made even more difficult the fact that you can't really work on certain elements of the game plan because you can't have that full contact training together.
Yeah, he's going really well, mate. I mean, obviously, he's, you know, he's done a long apprenticeship and, you know, former Freo player, clearly, and a favourite son. There's no doubt that there's been a baptism of fire for him, given the nature of COVID, but he handled that really well through the shutdown period and ensured that he made the connection with all the players and kept that up, and they returned in really good shape, which was a positive. So I think things will hopefully get a bit easier for him, but it has been a baptism of fire, and I think he's handled the pressure really well.
We know there's a lot of uncertainty this season with all the players. Where you're going to play, we don't know from week to week. What about for the coaching group with the big, massive cuts they're talking about next year? Has that been a difficult part for the coaches to not know what their future might hold?
We haven't really discussed it as a coaching group. I think what will be, and you know, surely that I understand. You know, I've been in it a long time. There's going to be cuts somewhere along the line, whether that's me or other coaches. I really haven't got an idea as yet, but I think we'll find out in due course when, you know, the AFL then releases how they're what the cuts actually are. So until that happens, we might as well not worry about it. So we'll just worry about what we can control at this point in time.
Rocky, you played in a great era of footy. It was exciting. There was a lot of goals kicked. There's been a bit of commentary around the state of the game. What do you think needs to happen going forward to get it back to where it was? Or do you think it will get there by itself, or the AFL need to pull some levers?
Yeah, look, I didn't actually hear what Clarko said about the game. It was about tackling, I think, was it?
Yeah, about not paying holding the ball free kicks, and Chris Scott
scoring,
talking about the congestion and maybe going to 16 a side to try and open the game up a little bit. But the game's on Sunday to watch. It wasn't pretty.
No, you're right. I mean, some games go like that. I mean, two teams are, you know, really strong in their team defence and ball movement. It certainly can get pretty ugly at times, but I think if we looked at the first game back from isolation, when, you know, it was the game was in dire straits, and then the next game we had a really high scoring both teams a high scoring outcome. So I think, you know, we just got to be prepared to just write it out. And the umpires have got a really difficult task. I mean, the game is so quick now, it's so powerful. You've got to make snap decisions. And you know, I think they certainly could pay. I know that we got holding the ball a hell of a lot on the weekend, so they were right on to that. But I think, you know, there's certainly odds they can, as an umpiring group, that they could do better to help, you know, speed up the game.
Last one from me, Rocky. How far away are some of the youngsters that we haven't seen yet at AFL level, guys like Tom North or Luke Valenti and Liam Henry, another one that I know is recovering from that knee injury. But do you see a time that they get their opportunity this year?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, we're in a situation where we're going to need all men standing. Mickey Fredericks is the other kid that's on the wing.
Yep.
That's really showing some dash, and I'm certainly, you know, we might see him in the future. So I think those guys, you know, because we've got so much depth in our midfield, and we're trying to, it's really hard to find spots for them in our senior side, let alone just trying to get them in, you know, from a reserves competition and get them, give them an opportunity. So look, if there's mids in our senior side that aren't performing, there's no doubt that all those players will come into consideration.
Thanks for your time tonight, mate. Take care, good luck, and
no
worries. We'll seeing you in action on Sunday against Adelaide. Let's hope you can get a win there, eh?
Yeah, good on you. Thanks, lads. Good to talk to you. Bye.